بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is the text of the speech delivered on June the 28th, 2022, by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the head of the judiciary branch and a number of the top officials and employees of the judiciary. God says that if you are grateful, He will certainly give you more. In another, he says, "And if you are ungrateful, my chastisement is truly severe." So both of these results are based on divine tradition, and it can work either way. Well, there are two cases referred to in chapter Al-Imran. It is strange that these two cases are both referred to in one chapter and are related to one event. Of course, there are two cases, but the two cases are related to one another. Two kinds of traditions are referred to, the tradition of victory and the tradition of defeat. One is in verses 173 of chapter Al-Imran. "Those to whom the people said, 'Surely men have gathered against you, therefore fear them.' But this increased their faith, and they said, 'Allah is sufficient for us, and He is an excellent trustee.' So they returned with favor from Allah." The Holy Quran, Surah 3, verses 173 and 174.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
You have probably heard this story. The Battle of Uhud had finished. Someone like Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada, had been martyred in this battle. The Prophet had been wounded. The commander of the faithful had been wounded. Many people had been martyred. Tired, worn out, and wounded, they returned to Medina. The Quraysh, the same enemy who had failed to do anything, had struck a blow. But they had not been able to defeat the Muslims. They gathered outside Medina, just a few kilometers away from Medina, and said, "We will attack tonight. They are tired and won't be able to do anything. We will finish them off." Their agents went into Medina and started frightening people. "Those to whom the people said, 'Surely men have gathered against you, therefore fear them.'" The Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 173. They came and asked the people, "Do you know what's happening? Have you heard? The enemy has gathered and has prepared an army. They want to put an end to you. They will attack tonight, and they will do this and do that." They, the enemy, was intimidating the people. Those who were the target of this intimidation said, "Allah is sufficient for us, and He is an excellent trustee." They said, "No, we aren't afraid of them. God is with us." The Prophet asked those who had been wounded in Uhud that day to gather, and they did. He told them to go confront the enemy.
"Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.